Alexander used Darius' murder as an excuse to make himself the true legitimate heir and to avenge his murder by chasing down these other potential rivals to the Persian throne. The story developed that Alexander had found Darius before he died. Some stories say that Darius was stabbed, others that he was poisoned. But Alexander clasps him to his bosom, and Darius's last words, "Give the Macedonian king his empire because he is worthy of it." Alexander carried out certain acts that would help to ensure his succession to the Persian throne. Alexander buried Darius III in the same way that his predecessors had been buried. And this was an essential ritual that reinforced the secure and legitimate succession of rulers. As the legitimate successor to Darius III, Alexander used the king's murder as a way to track down and remove potential rivals for the throne. Alexander continued his push towards the east, and on this journey, he began to behave more like a Persian ruler than a Macedonian king. These actions were extremely controversial and caused much dissent among his friends and his troops. These scenes in which Alexander is supposedly behaving more Persian are especially difficult to sort out from the Roman bias. Basically, it seems that anything strange or non-Macedonian, or especially something that turned out to be a military mistake, is presented as a Persian custom. Alexander changed his dress, considering what good dressers the Persian kings were, I don't blame him. He began to incorporate elements of the Persian costume, so he's trying to affect some sort of mediation between these two cultures by only partially looking like a Persian king and still retaining some aspects of Macedonian attire. Alexander also included more and more Persians among his advisors, and this resulted in alienation from his Macedonian companions. Our sources write of several alleged conspiracies among Alexander's friends and his army in general that broke out during the long campaign east. One of these gives a motivation for a supposed conspiracy. When they were told what was happening with the Persians and the Medes, that the command was being given to Persians and the Oriental army was being divided into empires, that Macedonian names were being given to them, and there was a Persian squadron and Persian foot companions and other infantry, and a Persian regiment of silver shields, and a companion cavalry, together with another royal squadron, they could not endure it any longer. These were all positions that the Macedonians had claimed, and it was part of the Macedonian kingship to have members of the Macedonian elite fight with the kings, just to support him. And so this would be especially offensive in a Macedonian context where they were being pushed out and replaced by Persian advisors in positions of high prestige. We see from this passage that the main source of friction was the military promotions and favors being given to the Persians. But if you remember, this is exactly what a Persian king was supposed to do for his Persian noblemen. So they would expect these type of rewards. Alexander responded to such challenges to his authority with anger. In a very famous episode, Alexander killed a companion, a Macedonian named Clitus, for questioning Alexander's behavior. Both men were drunk. Clitus was offended that Alexander had begun to claim a god as his father instead of his real father, Philip. And this was appalling behavior for many reasons. After Alexander murdered Clitus, there was clearly a ripple effect throughout the army.